The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Dear Wine Coven, as you know, we gals call Minnesota our home. While there is much to be proud of about our state, it also has deeply rooted problems that must be addressed. Minnesota has made many progressive steps in its history, but it hides the fact that we rank in the top five most segregated states in the country. The Minneapolis Police Department has a long history of violence against our BIPOC, which stands for Black Indigenous People of Color, neighbors. We've broached this subject on our show before, covering the killing of Philando Castile. And given the unrest that our country is experiencing now after the murder of George Floyd, we feel that it's time to give this movement our full attention and reach of our platform.
And obviously, we are three white women who have been functioning and benefiting within a system of oppression. And we know from surveys that many of our listeners have that same privilege. So it would be easy for many of us to turn a blind eye to racial injustice. And we are asking you now to redirect your privilege into seeking out the work that BIPOC leaders are already doing in your communities and to bring the knowledge that you gain from them into everyday actions to dismantle systems of oppression. For the majority of our listeners, this task probably feels daunting. Countless books and other resources have been written by people of color, and it is our responsibility to seek out their teachings, to learn, and to act. We will be sharing lists of resources we have already. We'll be sharing more going forward. In order to help guide those seeking information, we are also building a new page on our website, highlighting a number of resources centered on positive social change, justice, wellness, and reform. In addition to information on issues ranging from voters' rights to mental health, we want to boost community organizations with missions centered around providing the vital resources that have been proven to increase the safety and prosperity of all citizens.
And along with the necessary work of evaluating our own privilege, listening to our BIPOC community, providing resources, and rallying our incredible listeners around this long overdue movement, we are donating $10,000 to Black Lives Matter. There are many, many other organizations equally deserving of attention and funding, including Color of Change, Minnesota Freedom Fund, and Reclaim the Block, to name just a few. In lieu of an episode this week, today we are participating in the Podcast Blackout campaign. It was launched by Texas-based podcast Cult 45. Definitely give them a listen. This campaign encourages content creators like us in our industry to withhold our next episode and instead release audio of our participation in reading the names of just some of the growing list of victims of fatal police brutality. We encourage other podcasters to pull together and use our reach to amplify the voices of the unheard. It is crucial that we all show up, that we do the work, that we donate if we can, and have tough conversations when necessary. Our mission is to help to rebuild our communities as just, safe, and equitable spaces for all, and anything less disrespects the legacies of those that we've lost. So now we're just going to get started on reading this list. It was provided by the Cult 45 podcast, and we did add a few names as well. So Kenyon, if you want to get us started.
Absolutely. And again, like we said before, this is just a fraction of the total toll of this violence. It would literally be impossible to name every victim. So with that being said, Eric Garner.
John Crawford III.
Michael Brown.
Ezel Ford.
Dante Parker.
Michelle Cousseau.
Laquan McDonald.
Tanisha Anderson.
Akai Gurley.
Tamir Rice.
Rumaine Brisbane.
Jerome Reed.
Matthew Ajibade.
Frank Smart.
Natasha McKenna.
Tony Robinson.
Anthony Hill.
Maya Hall.
Philip White.
Eric Harris.
Walter Scott.
William Chapman II.
Alexia Christian.
Brendan Glenn.
Victor Manuel LaRosa.
Jonathan Sanders.
Freddie Blue.
Joseph Mann.
Salvato Ellswood.
Sandra Bland.
Albert Joseph Davis.
Darius Stewart.
Billy Ray Davis.
Samuel Dubose.
Michael Sabby.
Brian Keith Day.
Christian Taylor.
Troy Robinson.
Ashams Farrow.
Felix Kumi.
Keith Harrison McLeod.
Junior Prosper.
Lamontez Jones.
Patterson Brown.
Dominic Hutchinson.
Anthony Ashford.
Alonzo Smith.
Tyree Crawford.
India Kager.
Levante Biggs.
Michael Lee Marshall.
Jamar Clark.
Richard Perkins.
Nathaniel Harris Pickett.
Benny Lee Tignor.
Miguel Espinal.
Michael Noel.
Kevin Matthews.
Betty Jones.
Quintonio Legrier.
Keith Childress Jr.
Janet Wilson.
Randy Nelson.
Antrony Scott.
Wendell Celestine.
David Joseph.
Colin Rockamore.
Dejon Perkins.
Christopher Davis.
Marco Loud.
Peter Gaines.
Tori Robinson.
Darius Robinson.
Kevin Hicks.
Mary Truchelio.
Dumarcus Samer.
Willie Tillman.
Terrell Thomas.
Sylville Smith.
Alton Sterling.
Philando Castile.
Terrence Crutcher.
Paul O'Neill.
Alteria Woods.
Jordan Edwards.
Aaron Bailey.
Ronell Foster.
Stefan Clark.
Antoine Rose II.
Botham Jean.
Pamela Turner.
Dominique Clayton.
Atatiana Jefferson.
Christopher Whitfield.
Christopher McCorvey.
Eric Reason.
Michael Lorenzo Dean.
Trayvon Martin.
Ahmad Arbery.
Brianna Taylor.
David McAtee.
George Floyd.
Tony McDade.
James Skurlock.
And as we record this, Justin Howell is in critical condition.